Chapter 35, Mandela's Special Ones. Responding to news that Nelson Mandela had won the Nobel Peace Prize, his biographer Anthony Sampson wrote that the secret of Mandela's strength was his absolute loyalty to truth. His habit of truth is Mandela's greatest asset. It gives him the sense of certainty that has so decisively led him towards peace. For someone so loyal to the truth, Mandela is responsible for telling one of the country's greatest fibs. Unfortunately, we believed him. As journalist Chris Roper pointed out in a 2013 Mail and Guardian column, when Mandela emerged from prison in February 1990, he told South Africans they were special. Perhaps he lied to us because we were going through a lot and we needed to believe we were exceptional if we hoped to muddle our way through to a peaceful resolution. Even after we achieved democracy, though, we continued to believe we were special and superior to the rest of Africa. Our belief in our exceptionalism has also made us think the world owes us. We have fallen victim to an inflated sense of our own importance, which is why we suffer from a superiority complex. But the world doesn't owe us anything, and we are very ordinary. Well, except for the Springboks, they're pretty damn exceptional.